We began to speak about Bachi Nafshi, which is Tehillim Kuf Dalid, which we mentioned that Ashkenazim actually say after Mincha on, I don't know if you do that, but that's a practice of Ashkenazim to say after Mincha on Shabbos. I'm talking about the winter months together with Shir HaMalos. You probably notice, if you look at Ashkenazic Siddur, you'll see the Bachi Nafshi is published there together with a number of the Shir HaMalos. I don't need it. I'm familiar with it. But anyway, well, you noticed it the first time. Okay, good. Baruch Hashem. So it's good that I actually mention it. And last week, we had the pleasure of having a number of Svadim Tahorim, and so I actually catered the Shir to them. But today, what I'm going to do is go carefully. I'm sorry? Yeah, this day will be Nusach Ashkenaz, which is my typical Havara. That's the way I was raised and the like. And therefore, I want, my interest, of course, is basically to divide the Mizmor into its different segments, as you can see on the one sheet that I gave out. But even the sheets that I gave out last time, I gave out 9 sheets last time. And essentially, I divided it into many segments, but also divided into 2 as well. And there actually are different divisions that you have on those sheets that I gave out last week. And I'm not going to really go through that, but I will more or less attempt to not just overview this week the Mizmor, but go through the nuts and bolts of the Mizmor, which I think ultimately is what one has to do. So here, it's Mizmor, which is not easy in terms of translating the language, and maybe we'll just do a little bit, if you don't mind, and I think that's something which is very critical. Now, overall, obviously, the Mizmor clearly reflects, a kind of, I'll call it, Hallel, or Shevach, Vodot, or Hashem Mizbarach. That's what you see to a large extent in this Mizmor. There are many, many aspects of Maisa Bereishis that are found in this Mizmor that reflect actually the creation and the process of creation, especially in the very beginning of the Mizmor. So I want to just now go through the different segments of the Mizmor with you, if I may, and just comment on a number of psukim. And essentially, the entire Mizmor, as you understand very well, that begins with Baruch Nafshi Es Hashem and ends with Baruch Nafshi Es Hashem Halleluka, is a kind of Hallel, Shevach, Vodot, to Hashem Yisbarach, and that's really what the Mizmor is all about. But there are 2 segments of the Mizmor that I'm going to accentuate, going to underscore, and then I'm going to try to go through the different parts of the Mizmor, so you'll see many, many different chalokim of the Mizmor that really, I think, are that are very critical. I actually attempted to count the number of different creations that I mentioned in the Mizmor, which is not a simple matter. But I've been studying this Mizmor for many, many years, and there are actually 36 different types of creations mentioned in the Mizmor. Don't ask me about the number. That's not my cup of tea, as you probably know. Yes, I knew you would tell me that twice, Chai. And also, perhaps you would even go as so far as to examine how many I found in segment 1, how many I found in segment 2. But I did not move in that direction. I hope you don't mind. I apologize to you. Okay, you can literally cannot say whatever you like. I'm not going to argue with you. I'm just simply indicating that there are 2 major segments of the Mizmor. There are 2 major themes in this Mizmor that I'm going to discuss. And then I believe there's a pasuk which, to my mind, really represents probably the second segment of the Mizmor, namely Chaf Dalet, where you have the statement, Marabu Masecha Hashem Kulam B'chachma Asisa Malot Kinyanecha. Last time I pointed out to you something very significant and very fundamental. The translation of Marabu Masecha Hashem. So there are a number of translations of that word Rabu, and Ari, since you know Hebrew, so you can obviously help us over here. But Marabu Masecha Hashem, Kulam B'chachma Asisa Malot Kinyanecha, how can you translate the word Rabu? There are several possible translations. One,
multitudes.
Excellent. Marabu Miloshin Ribui. Correct? Marabu Masecha Hashem. We're talking about the multitudinous aspects of creation, of which, as you pointed out, Moshe, correctly, that's found in Marabu Masecha Hashem, and all of them, the Chochma Sisa, Mala Haaretz Kinyanecha, the world essentially is the Kinyan of Hashem Yisbarach. There's a principle in Halacha that you're familiar with in many Gemaras, Uman Koneh B'Sheva Kli. There's a concept that in Uman, someone actually, who's a craftsman, someone who's given raw materials, let's say to build a shtender, to build a table, to construct an aron, or whatever other kind of mission that he is sent on, whatever other mandate he has. So obviously, the Uman, as a result of his craftsmanship, as a result of his ingenuity, as a result of his creativity, is able to create that item out of the raw material that I give him, and then it becomes his kinyan. Uman konne b'shevach kli. So Rav Soloveitchik Zatzal often pointed out that the Ribbono Shel Olam is also, of course, a Borei Olam. He created the world out of raw material. The raw material being what the Ramban quotes in the beginning of Bereishis, highlighting matter. Chomer Hiyuli. Chomer Hiyuli, which is the Ramban, sees it in the Pasuk at the beginning of Bereishis. V'aretz ha'satohu vavohu. And that's how the Ramban sees, which is an Aristotelian concept. It's a Greek concept, this notion of Chomer Hiyuli. I like to call it primordial cholent, if you don't mind. Lahavdil. So, this primordial cholent, which consists of, as you know, cholent has many different components to it. Most cholent, Ashkenazic cholents, from what I gather, generally has, if you're in a certain particular part of the world, slivers of meat. If you're in another part of the world, shall we say, massive pieces of meat. Then you also have, besides that, the potatoes are quite common to the cholent. In the Ashkenazi cholent. What else besides potatoes
barley.
Do you have?
Barley.
Barley is certainly a very...
Beans
and barley.
No potatoes.
Okay, I've mentioned potatoes already.
Onions.
Now, some have onions. And then Sfardim, which they have chamin, their cholent consists, generally speaking, of other elements, such as...
Eggs.
Eggs, correct. Eggs are critical.
Hard-boiled.
Correct. I'm talking about hard-boiled eggs that are obviously... boiled to the point where they've congealed beyond belief. Anyway, so the
chickpeas
also sometimes. Anyway, those are different types of cholent. But the key, of course, you know, is because chamin is based on the idea, the Baal HaMor writes in Masechet Shabbos, that if a person does not eat hash foods on Shabbos, choshishin lo shema tzdukihu, because you don't believe in, shall we say, Torah Shema Peh. The Torah says, l'subar reish b'chol mosh v'sechem yom ha-Shabbos, and the tzdukim interpreted that pasuk literally. They basically were in the darkness the entire Shabbos, and nothing hot. That it says, so therefore, we, Dafka, in order to disabuse ourselves of that notion, that erroneous notion that the Tzadukim subscribe to, which is the notion that nothing hot can be utilized on Shabbos, so of course we have cholent. So here, represent the kinyan that Hashem is Baruch is Kone, the world by virtue of his craftsmanship and ingenuity and creativity. And all that he did to create the world. So that's my Rabu. However, there's another translation of Rabu besides what Moshe said correctly. And then the other translation is how not multitudinous, or rather in terms of numbers, but rather how what? How great. Rabu in the sense of great. I mean, the greatness of Dafka of the Bria lies in the fact that you have, shall we say, many, many diverse elements. I think I pointed out to you, those who've read essays on the part of many Greek philosophers, and not just Greek philosophers, but even philosophers later on, Newton, Galileo, I assume you probably read this extensively in your career. Anyway, so they attempted to essentially reduce matter, reduce the entire world to one factor that somehow is responsible for everything, whether it's light or whether it's other factors. That's what they tried to do, and we don't subscribe to that. We believe Marabu Masech Hashem. That, on the contrary, the world really, the beauty of the world lies in its diversity, lies in the fact that we have a motley crew of items that Hashem is Baruch in his infinite wisdom decided to introduce here. Okay, the reason why I say this pasuk is critical, because I believe this pasuk already introduced the second part of the Mizmor, which I'll talk about in a little while. But now let's start with the beginning of the Mizmor. Let's just try to go through some of the psukim as quickly as we can, and more or less get the highlight of what exactly is going on over here. Hashem Elokai Gadalta Me'od, Hod B'Hod Elavashta, Ot Eor Kasama, Not Eshamayi Kairiya. Clearly, you will agree with me that this right away should bring to the fore, or should bring to mind the psalm in the beginning of Bereishis. Because that's exactly where we see all this. We see the greatness of Hashem Yisbarach, Hod B'Hod Elavashta, Ot Eor Kasama. We have the mention of or. Okay, I'm not describing the metaphors here. Kasama, or which is actually here compared to a garment. Note Shamayim Kairiya. What did Hashem do? He spread Shamayim Kairiya. We're talking about the actual Bria that's mentioned in Paragalv of Sefer Bereishis. I continue. Hamikore Vamayim Aliyosa. Now the word Mikore is essentially related to the word Korah. Korah in Hebrew means what? A Korah is a beam, correct? Here, the language of Hamikore Vamayim Aliyosa, we're talking about Aliyot HaBayit. What are the Aliyot HaBayit? You probably are familiar, I assume, with the Daf HaYomi. The Daf HaYomi that's now learning about Basra. So there's a lot of discussion about Aliyot HaBayit. What is the Aliyot HaBayit? The roof, correct? The Aliyah, the attic. I think that's how you generally translate it. But that reminds us also, what is the Aliyot HaBayit of the world? The Rakia, correct? The Rakia is the firmament. Again, referring to Pesukim, obviously, the beginning of Parshas Bereishis. Hasam Ovim Rechuvo, I continue, Pasuk Gimel. HaMahalech Al Kanfei Ruach. Again, who are we talking about? Ovim Rechuvo. Rechuvo refers to a Rechev. A Rechev, of course, is a car, or Hashem's chariot, and the clouds are his chariot, as it were. HaMahalech Al Kanfei Ruach. And then it says, Osim Malach Abruchos Mishos HaVeshloi. We're talking about the Malachim. And the question whether, again, the Malachim appear in the Dmus, in the form of Ruchos. What are Ruchos? We know the word Ruach means. Ruach Elokim, Rachev is Al Pnei Abayim. Correct? Okay, it could mean that, but also, what does it mean, let's say, in that passage I just mentioned to you? Ruach Elokim, Rachev is Al Pnei Abayim. Wait, exactly. So we have a number of possible translations, but whatever it is, they are the Mesharosim of Hashem Yisbarach. The Malachim, of course, what is a Malach? A Malach is a Shriach. He acts as a, if you will, an assistant, or somehow someone who serves Hashem Yisbarach. That's exactly what his main function is. So now that I'm just simply indicating that this first, and those I put a line over here, so this first, shall we say, presentation clearly sees Hashem is Baruch. And again, I just want to point out here, there are a number of things that I mentioned, and we'll see in a moment, starting from the next series of Pesukim Hei Vav Zayin Ches and Tes. Again, a further, shall we say, explication of this idea. Yasad Eretz Al Mechoneh. Now we have, till now we're talking about, we're looking from a, shall we say, what do you call it, an aerial perspective. We are looking milmala lamata, from above down. Now take a look, starting from Pasuk Hei Vav Zayin Ches and Tes. Now we have a different perspective, which is milmata lamala. Namely, the focus here, of course, is how does it begin with Eretz? How does it end, Pasuk Tes? Also with Eretz. You see what I'm talking about? Yosad Eretz al-Mechoneh, Hashem established the earth. Al-Mechoneh, and it's obviously ramparts. Baltimot olam voed, that the world should not, shall we say, move. The world should be, obviously, fixed. The world should be established. Tahom, the depths, kalvush kisiso, such poetry which is absolutely, if you have a good sense of Hebrew, which Arya you do, you can have a great appreciation of what's going on over here. Tahom kalvush kisiso alhorim yamdu moyim. Alhorim, mountains, yamdu moyim, we have water. And what is the connection between water and mountains? Correct, exactly. Which means that what happens, Hashem, obviously, he's directing traffic. So as you go about directing traffic, the Pasuk says, Min garoscha, garo refers to the chastisement of Hashem Yisbarach. The moment Hashem Yisbarach gives Musar, Yonusim, they quickly run. We have a Pasuk that you're familiar with in Hallel. Namely, what does it say there? About the Yam. Bayonos, correct. Because they're directly under the control of Hashem Yisbarach. Min kol Ram Chayechafesin. Ram, of course, refers to the Gemara Brachas. So you know that. Lo Nivru, the Gemara says that Ram was created only Lahai Shira Kmumi Yeshavalei. The Gemara in the last paragraph of Brachas. You learned Brachas last year. And maybe you're chazering it. It says that this idea of Ram, of course, is thunder, was created in order to, what the Gemara says? Lahai Shira Kmumi Yeshavalei. If there's all types of Akmumius, things that are not glot, that are not yashristic. When a person has thunder, shall we say, on him, he, shall we say, begins to titter a little bit. Titter means to tremble, to shudder. So that's what Hashem does. He uses the different elements of the Bria in order to, shall we say, create pachad, yashamayim, yalu horim, yerdu v'kol, simkom zeyasana tolem. However, Hashem is extremely careful. Gvul samta bal yavorin. Namely, there are gvulot. What are there?
Boundaries.
Hashem set boundaries. The best example, of course, as you know, is the example of, it's always amazing to me, I'm not found often in beaches. Matter of fact, I'm never found at a beach, but the last time I went to a beach was many decades ago, when I was a little kid. I used to visit my grandmother, Alas Shalom, in Portland, Maine. That's a state in the northeastern quadrant of the United States. You're probably not familiar with it. But anyway, so Portland is the capital of Maine, and I think Augusta is the capital of Maine.
Yes.
Am I wrong?
Yes, Augusta.
Thank you. But I, matter of fact, the New York Giants,
who's that?
The football team, used to train in Augusta, Maine. That bit of knowledge is tucked away from I don't know how many decades ago. Yes. Anyway, so the point being here that, as you can see, we have a focus on Eretz and a focus on the fact that Hashem had to set bounds. So notice we have the first section, Aleph through Gimel Dalet, is the Godless of Hashem, Hashemayim. Now this next section is the Godless of Hashem here where? On earth. Correct? On terra firma. That's the second section, and this is really what is described in a very, I think, beautifully poetic kind of fashion. Hashem establishes Eretz on a basis, on a very solid foundation, and as I said, Mayim also, that enters Latoche Harim, and Tahom Kalvush Kisiso, the Tahom, covers like a garment, like Lavush, it covers the land, and this is an absolutely beautiful chapter, but as I said, we're talking about in Pasuk Tes, clearly, Gvul Samta Bayavaron, where is the Gvul placed? That's what I was referring to, the beach, and why does the water from the ocean or wherever body of water is there, why doesn't it simply cascade in a torrential kind of fashion and simply overrun and simply totally envelop the earth? The answer is because Hashem placed gulos, placed boundaries that it cannot do so. I think I mentioned to you the Gemara Chagiga. I'm sure I did. The Gemara said when Hashem created the world started to unfold and develop and evolve, and it continued and continued until Hashem said, die. That's the shame of Shakai. Dai lo lomo. That Hashem said, enough. There are bounds. You're not, shall we say, going to simply just continue to go on your merry way, because Rachman al-Hassan would be catastrophic. Okay, I continue now. Now, so this is now starting with Pasuk Yud. HaMishaleach. The question is whether this is a hemshech of the beginning, because we're still talking about water, correct? HaMishaleach. Mayonim banicholim. What are mayonim? A mayonot. Besides being a school. What else is Mayanot, Mayanim?
Springs,
correct. Mayanot, generally, you know, the Gemara says that a chil between a mikveh and a Mayan, Mishnayis, all over mikvos, and also Gemara is all over Shas. A Mayan, of course, has indigenous, if you will, has its own springs, indigenous springs that produce water, and of course, the chilukim between a mikveh and a Mayan. A mikveh is 40 soil that's gathered in one place. Well, the mikveh ha-Mayan kara yam, plus the beginning of Bereshis, well, Hashikin, a Mayan is matar b'kolshu, and a Mayan, of course, because it has wellsprings of water that constantly are replenishing the water in the Mayan has divin halachas. So that's what it says. Hamashalach Mayanim banecholim. So where do the Mayanim eventually end up in Nil Necholim? What are the Necholim? Like brooks or streams. Bein Horim Yalecho. It goes through the mountains. Yashku Kochaiso Soda Yishbu Fein Tzmoyim. Wow, what a beautiful set of psukim. What happens? All the different what?
Creatures
are able to what? To sustain themselves with that kind of water. But the point here, you have these psukim, you see something which is very fundamental, and since we won by pasuk, aleim of hashemayim yishkon, min afoyim yitnu kol. This is a strange word. The word afoyim. If I'm not mistaken, I don't recall this word occurring anywhere else in Tanakh. Now I didn't check it out, so don't question me. You can probably right away Google away and discover whether that statement is a correct statement or not. Just from my own, shall we say, memory, I don't recall this term in Tanakh. This word afoyim, I don't think it's found there. What does it mean? But what happened? We're talking about birds. Where are these birds not only nesting, but where are they lodged? Where are they to be found? Mibein afoyim. So afoyim, what do you think it means? It means anafim. What are anafim? They're obviously nestled in the branches. That's what the pasuk is telling us. And it's very fascinating that here, as I said, we have, again, a description, which is very, again, a beautiful description of nature, of the Bria. You see that very clearly. I continue. Pasuk Yudgimel. Mashkeharim Adiyosav Mipri Maasecha. Of course, this Adiyosav goes back to Pasuk Gimel that we saw earlier. And again, Mashkeharim Adiyosav Mipri Maasecha Tispa Haaretz Matzmiya Chotzir. Chotzir refers to wild. Chotzir refers to grass. Matzmiya Chotzir. We have the term is found actually in Tanakh any number of times. Matzmiya Chotzir La Behema. That's basically essentially you have here from these psukim, which is starting from approximately Yud Dalet. You'll tell me what the theme is. I'll read the psukim again. All the psukim. Beyayin the Samach of Avenosh, lots upon the Mishamim, Velechem of Avenosh Yisod, the famous pasuk of Gemara Dashins many times. Yizbu Atzei Hashem, Azilavon Mashenata. Yizbu is Lashon what? Lashon Tzvia. What's Lashon Tzvia mean?
Satiated.
Correct. Being satiated. That's correct. And what you see a lot of here in these psukim is the following, and I assume you realize it and recognize it.
From the earth and create. And,
no, but basically it means that Hashem is Mefarnes. Hashem is Mefarnes the entire Bria. Hashem sustains the entire Bria. Hashem worries and frets and has anxiety about the entire Bria and different types of Bali Chaim. Obviously, I sustained by Hashem is Barach. The Gemara in Arvi Pesachim, I mentioned this many times, that Hashem is Zon, Mikarni Reimin, Ad Beit Sikinim, from the most, shall we say, largest behemoth to the little
louse.
Thank you. Mikarni Reimin, Ad Beit Sikinim, that's Lashon the Gemara. And that's what we have a description here, the fact that Hashem sustains the entire Bria. Take a look at the language, I think is very beautiful. Because here, notice that also, obviously, there are two words that parallel each other. The word Esev and the word Chatzir. Matzmiya Chatzir, La Behema Ve'esev, La Avodas Ha'odam, Lo Tzi Lechem Min Haaretz. And here we have, again, a parallel. But we're talking about different types of animals, whether it's Shor V'chamor, working animals. And also, you see, notice the Yisodos of Mazon that they had actually then were Yayin, Lechem, and Shemen. You see that throughout Tanakh. Yayin, of course, by the way, many have pointed out that we drink water. What did they drink in the good old medieval days?
Wine.
Correct? As a matter of fact, that's probably even today in certain countries, I assume in France and the like, in certain countries in Europe, that's probably the main, the main drink. Who doesn't have a meal without wine, except
beer.
For myself? What?
Beer.
Beer, okay, maybe perhaps
beer,
in
Portugal.
In Portugal, what do they drink?
Prague.
What do they drink their beer?
Beer.
Okay.
So cheap. Beer is cheaper than water.
Really? Yes. Okay. So it says here, again, we see, V'lechem b'vav en oshisa, it speaks about the fundamentals, bread. By the way, notice also, Pasuk Yitzayin, Asher Sham Tziporan Mikaneinu, where Sham? Sham means in the Eitzim and the Arazim. They're nestled, the birds are nestled in the trees. Very beautiful description here. I think it's absolutely, but essentially, the connection between all the Nivraim, I would say, is really one element. Namely, they're all sustained with water. Water is critical. And Hashem is the one who's concerned about their parnasa, and that's really what this set of psukim is all about. And from Yud Dalet all the way to Yud Ches, discuss this aspect of things. Okay? So we've had so far, just if I can sum up a little bit, we've had number one, a perspective from Shamayim, and then a perspective from Eretz, and then we have the fact that Hashem sustains and, shall we say, is really responsible for the Sviya of every created being. Now I continue now, and as I said, again, if you look in Bereshis, you can see actually a lot of this in Sefer Bereshis. I want to go further. Pasuk Yutes. And here you have from Yutes and Chaf and Chaf Aleph and Chaf Beis and Chaf Gimel, I think also another very important theme, which is, you'll tell me in a moment, Asa Yerech Levoadim, Shemesh Yadam Avo. Of course, again, referring to what? Sukkim Bereshis. That Hashem created the Yerech Limodim, for what reason? In order to establish the Yom Tov, that's a mission of Rosh Hashanah, and also in Sanhedrin, we know that Hashem, that how do we establish the Limodim based on what? On the Kriyas HaChodesh. Once we cover the Chodesh, we know what the Limodim are. Shemesh Yoda Mavo. Now we're talking about the sun that has obviously a certain course, it has Chuki HaTeva, when to set, when does the sun, shall we say, set, and when does the sun rise? Continuing. Tashis Choshech V'Hilayla. What happens when darkness is imminent, so of course night comes. Both sirmos kol chay sayar. So who comes out during that period of time? There are creatures that are obviously night creatures that dafke emerge. Namely, give me an example of a night creature.
Owls,
correct. That's a night owl. What else? Anything else? Bats, correct. No one likes bats in their belfry. And the bats actually emerge at nighttime. I once actually studied the bat for an extended period of time. I find it to be a fascinating. Absolutely fascinating creature. I can't discuss it right now because I want to get through the whole thing. But another occasion, you'll get me bling nether, and I'll tell you a lot about bats. Anyway, Hakfirim Shalim La Torah. Who are the Kfirim? Young lions is called a Kfir, or otherwise known as a whelp. WHELP. I'm trying to enrich your vocabulary. Hakfirim Shalim La Torah. What is Torah? What do they cry out for? Food. Taref. Taref, of course, literally means Binyamin Zev Yitraf. Baboki Yochal Ad, Vilayev Yechalek Shalom. What's Taref? Taref, Taref Yosef. Correct? There's a Sefer that I know, a very beautiful Sefer called Darosh Darash Yosef, as opposed to Taref Taref Yosef. which I don't think would have been, shall we say, matin. That's a trefa. Hatrefa lo yishalim. Excellent. A trefa is an animal. Sheyotza mechutzim chitzaso. The Gemara Chulin. Excellent. Beautiful. Anyway, atfirim shragim latoref ulevakesh mekel ochlam. You know the Gemara says in Kedushin. You know the Gemara Kedushin. At the end of Kedushin, the last daf. The Gemara says, what's the difference between a, shall we say, a human being and a, have you ever seen an animal that works as a stevedore or a porter in the airport? An animal. No, because who provides for them? Hashem is barach. That's what the David HaMelech says in Tillim as well. Hashem kein, human beings, shall we say, have to be stevedores and porters and the like. Anyway, or what you would call in your parlance, schleppers. Is that the term that you use? Someone used the term today, which I don't think is English. But anyway, I won't get into it. Remez. Bekitzer, Tizrach Hashem Meshira Seifun, what happens when the sun, Tizrach,
rises.
Correct, Yehel Seifun, they gather, Ve'almon, Osam, Yerbatzam, and then we have the Gemara Bamatzia, Yetzi Adam to follow, V'laladasu, Avi Yoreb. So here, basically, you have, during the day, who goes to work? A human being. And at nighttime, who emerges from their lair? All these animals. Coming out of the lair. Very beautiful description. So if you ask me, how would I summarize these psukim represent, if you will, number one, day and night, or the machzoriyut of teva, ech metagamim mizeh, the cycle of nature.
Machzoriyut.
Like the word machzor, of course, could mean either a machzor, or the word machzor could refer to cycle. Correct? Machzor tedvav, thank you. The cycle of nature. That's what we're talking about over here, which is really the description. Okay, and now it seems to me Pasuk Avdalid essentially summarizes all the above. Namely, here's a summary statement. Mo Rabu Masecha Hashem, Kulam Bechachma Sisa, Malahaz Kinyon Echa. And as I told you, Uman Kana B'Sheva Achli, Hashem actually acquired the world because of his craftsmanship, his ingenuity. It's really amazing. My father was showing me to take us to botanical gardens to see the flora and the fauna. And Jabosim, and then we would alternate 1 week the Bronx Zoo, and there we would see African safaris, and really amazing just to see the beauty of Hashem's creation, from the baboons to the elephants, and on, Whitey or Dumbo the elephant. I don't know exactly what the names are. Now the Gemara Kedushin discusses what kinyanim use in order to acquire these people. What was that? Correct. That is the issue. Or as the Gemara says, Kari Alavi Hiba, you simply come here, YT, and that's how you're able to acquire. But anyway, this is also, now I want to ask you, and that's what I'm going to go on to discuss now, the next series of psukim. Now let's start with Chafei and Chavav. I put them together. Zayom Gadol Rechav Yadayim. What are we describing? The expanse of water out there. Shom Remes V'yem Yisbar. What do we have in the water? Chayos, Tanos, and Dolos. We have all types of what?
Remes.
Remes, namely, what does remes mean in this sense? Right, you have in the water, correct? Who's in the water? What type of creatures are in the water? You have Chayos, Kitanos, Im Gedolos. Namely, whom do you have? Shom Anios, Le'adechon. You have ships that ply the seas, but you also have something else. Livyosan Zeh, Yatzar, Telesachik Bo. This is one of the favorite Chazals that says that the Ribbono Shel Olam, what does he do? We play chess, and what does he play with? He plays with the Leviosa. Exactly, that needs a lot of discussion, but I can't do it right now because I'm right now.
That
we can have what?
That we can have chill time, leisurely time.
Leisurely time from the Leviosa. Yeah, that's what many want to say. That's how they explain that you see from the Ribbono Shel Olam that you got to relax. He relaxes too, the Ribbono Shel Olam. Mahu relax, Abato relax.
But since the basement is destroyed,
there's no relaxation. He stopped playing with the Leviathan, so there's no time to relax anymore. You're saying, okay, I don't think this is necessarily the simple pshat in this Gemara, but it's an approach that many people take. Actually, okay, I continue.
The first part, the second part, is not correct.
I continue. Yes, but anyway, kulan. That word you should be familiar with. Because that word is found in Ashrei. And the word is, tell me what the shorish of that word is, Yisaberun, three-letter shorish, which is? That's right, which of course means what? Does it mean here to break? Yisaberun. Yisaberun, you are correct, that means to break. And what does Yisaberun mean? Where it's also found in Ashrei. What do we say in Ashrei? Kulam Eilecha Saberim Viata Noisin Laem Sachlam Ito. So what does the word Yisaberim mean? Please translate Ashrei. Ashrei, you have to know the meaning. Certainly Paseach Yonecha. But even Yisaberim, you should know the meaning of that word. What does it mean? Is this word found anywhere else in David? Obviously the answer is yes. But is this word also related to perhaps another word that you actually, Ari Shlita, wanted to connect it to? You remember, Vayar Yaakov Kiyesh Sheber B'Mitzrayim. What does that mean? There's actually a store here. Very famous store, Yerushalayim. Where is it found? I don't know the name of that street, but it's going towards the Me'esham area. This famous store has been there for years, decades. Sheber, what is there in Mitzrayim? Sheber, Pasuk Chumash. Gracious. What was there in Mitzrayim? Vittles. What are vittles? V-I-C-T-U-A-L-S. Food. Sheber. What a strange word to describe food. Pasuk Chumash, gracious. Vayar Yaakov, ki yeshev Mitzrayim. Vayam Yaakov Levan, olam tisro. Hine shamati yeshev Mitzrayim. Vidu shama. Go down there. V'nechiev olamus. Vayer duache Yosef Asara Lishbor Bor mi Mitzrayim. What does Bor mean? Bet Resh. We have the Gemara in Brachas. All those that wouldn't even trouble you. I'm trying to use Gemaras that you are familiar with. Lishbor Bor mi Mitzrayim. So what does Bor refer to also? We're talking about, obviously, wheat. But anyway, the word Shever, the word Yisaberun, does not mean, literally, the translation of Yisaberun means to hope. H-O-P-E, correct? Tell me other words for hope. Tikva, excellent. What else for hope? Arya, you're the man. Misha Makira Tasafa. Misha Betzem. Milon. Ata Milon. What other word is there for hope besides, we say, no. Besides, you are correct. Kaveh al Hashem Chazak. Yam Yisrael Kaveh al Hashem. Mista hope. Is there any other word for hope? Besides the word Kuf, Vav, Hey, or Tikva, as he said, the noun. What other verb is, you have to think a little bit, but there are several verbs you should be familiar with. But this word, Yisaber, means literally your entire tlut is on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You are relying totally and completely. You are completely dependent on Hashem Yisbarach. That's the Lashem Yisaber. Kula Melecha Yisaber, not just the hope. Kaveh al Hashem Chazak Yam Yisbarach. But rather, it means that you are totally dependent on Hashem. Los Yisachlan Beito. He gives everyone there, obviously, food in the right time. I continue. Titelem Yukotun Tiftach Yodchom Yizvun Tov. He opens up his hands. Pasach Esedecha. They are satiated. Tasti Panecha Yibahelech. What happens when Hashem Achmanu Litzlan? Tasti Panecha. When there's Hester Ponim. What happens? Correct. We are confounded. We are totally in a state of Behola. Tose Brucham Yigvon. What happens when Tose Brucham occurs? And then, of course, it's all over. Rashi points out Tosei Bruchan is Miloshin Kiloyon, when we, shall we say, depart from this existence. Yigvon, of course, Vayigva means to die, correct? And the word Tosei, you are familiar with it in Chumash. Namely, what does Tosei mean?
Gather.
Where else is it found also in another context besides gathering? Besides Yosef's dream. When someone passes on, what does it say? Vayigva, Vayyosef El Amov. You have to know the whole Torah by heart. That would be helpful. And the Tanakh as well. That's also helpful. Anyway, what does Hashem do, however? He's able to engage in what? Resuscitation. In reviving. Correct? Almost like a kind of Tchias HaMesim. Correct? Rashi here says in the spot, if I'm not mistaken, this is a remnant of Tchias HaMesim. That's what Rashi comments. The Radak also points this out. I think the Ibn Ezra indicates as well that the fact of the matter is he also alludes to this idea of Tchias HaMesim. So how would you summarize this paragraph, if I may? This last paragraph starting from that we just read. Chav Zayin, Chav Ches, Chav Tes, and Lamed. So let's summarize it. So far I'm just going to summarize all the... What was that? What would you call it? And he was just
Manhig.
Hashem is a manhig. Yes, the sense of dependency on Hashem is bar. We need his gilui upon him as opposed to his hester upon him. When there's hester upon him, we are in deep, deep trouble. I continue. And then we have at the end, Yichvon Hashem Liolom, Yismach Hashem Masav, Hamabidor Svatirod, Yigavahar Mi Eshonu, the moment Hashem takes a look. Right away, there's Ra'ada, there's trembling, there's fear. Yigav Har Yashanu Ashir Hashem Mechayir Azav Elokav Yodi Yerav Elav Sichi Anochi Esmach Hashem. Person has tremendous simcha when he sees the godliness of Hashem in God's creation. And the Gemara in Brachas Yitam Chatoim Chatoim Leichaitim. You know the whole Gemara there with Bruya. So I would say that there are six or seven themes that I found here in this mizmor. Now, why did I divide it into two? And I said Chavdal is, to my mind, one of the divisions in the second section. Because if you ask me, what is the first section all the way from Aleph all the way till Chav Gimel? More or less, I describe it as relating to what? To the Bria, and relating to Hashem's handiwork in the Bria, and to His Majesty in the Bria, and starting from Chavdal all the way to the end, I would describe it as the Hashkoch of Hashem is Baruch. The fact that Hashem is Mashkiach, Al Bruav, Divine Providence, the fact that Hashem scrutinizes and Hashem actually oversees and really is on top of things, etc. These are the two major divisions. There's one way of dividing the different segments, but I really see this as being an absolutely gorgeous Mizmor. Of course, the question that we have to ask ourselves is really a very simple one. Is there a Seder in this Mizmor? Given all the segments that I just described, is there an order? And in general, the order, as you understand very well, that there's no such thing as Tanakh without a Seder, it would seem. Correct? Would you not say so? Generally, I mean, sometimes it can be a spontaneous kind of Ishtapus HaNefesh, a spontaneous kind of eruption where a person sits like Mount Vesuvius, erupts with all of its lava in a volcanic, shall we say, kind of fashion. Is that the case over here? Or no, it seems to be that there seems to be some sort of Seder Advarim, first the Bria, and then the different elements of the Bria that I pointed out here. Here I divided it into four, and then subsequently, of course, the second set of four that deals with Hashkoch HaPratis and the like. That's question number one that has really to be examined and needs a greater study. But I want to show you something else since I'm very into this as well. There is a fair amount of, shall we say, after Pasuk Chavdalid, there's a fair amount of analogies that I can draw to the beginning of the Mizbar to the first section as well. Namely, here I mentioned to you the Yam. We mentioned the water, correct? The Yam in Chafei and Chavav. You see Chafei and Chavav, Zeh Yam Gadol Echad Yadayim Shom Remes, Shom Yossi Aleichon, the ships are plying the seas. That seems to be parallel with Psukim, Psukim Hei to Tess. There also you have a lot of discussion about what? About water and Hashem placing bounds on the water. Next, you have furthermore, in Chavzayin Tolamid, you take a look at Chavzayin all the way to Lamid, Kula Melacha Yisaberum, as I mentioned, Hashem is the Mefarnes. This seems to be parallel to what? Pasuk Yud all the way to Yitches. Thank you. Again, Hashem also serving in that kind of capacity. Number three, you have different natural phenomena found in Lamed Aleph to Lamed Beis, and you have the same idea found in Yutes to Chav Gimel. I would go even further. We call this, by the way, chiastic structure. I'm into that as well. And the chiastic structure I see over here, in Bereshit's example, I would even tell you, I don't know how well you know Bereshit, but day one parallels day four. Day two parallels actually day five. Day three parallels day six. And then, of course, there's Shabbos, which is obviously a enterprise and a dimension unto itself. And as I said, here you have many parallels. So again, just to summarize, the first part of the Mizmor deals with Maisei Hashem, the Bria itself. Hashem is concerned about every human being, and there are cycles of day and night, correct? And the second part of the Mizmor is the Hashgacha to Midas of Hashem Yisbarach. And as I said, obviously the first section seems to be a bit longer, the second section seems to be a bit shorter, but there's no question that there is clearly a parallel between the different sections and the different segments that I found over here. Undoubtedly, that's what I see in this Mizmor. Okay, this is more or less simply a kind of overview of the Mizmor. As I said, the Bria, and then contrasted with the Hashkocha of Hashem Yisbarach. That's what one sees in this Mizmor. And there is a lot more to talk about in this Mizmor, to be quite honest. I have not even scratched the surface. I've just attempted to examine a little bit here what I call the nuts and bolts of the Mizmor. And perhaps I shall, if I am given permission, maybe I should go even a bit further. And now further examine the Mizmor, because there's some other aspects I would like to talk about. Check. Thank you, Rosh Hashiva. You're most welcome. Yeah.
I heard something of...